Well, welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. In the studio today is Vicki Branson with Marion Maid. I know folks have seen the banners and so on all over. And Vicki, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about Marion Maid, what it is, and whatever you want to today.
Sounds great.
So, first of all, what is Marion Maid? What's the purpose?
Well, and a lot of people are a little confused. They think, oh, we're some kind of sponsorship or some kind of program that we're asking for money to support operations. But we're actually a program to build the pride in our community. And I think our mission statement ties it up really well. Marion Maid is an exclamation that we proudly stand together to support our vibrant community, Marion, Ohio. So that's what we're doing. We're out there telling the positive stories. So we share stories on social media. We do things on our website. And we are doing the Celebration Marion Gala coming up with, we'll recognize 22 people this year.
That'll be on June 1st, I believe.
It is on June 1st.
And tickets are now available.
They are available at the Palace for $10. So it's a great show. You get to see some of the Marion talent that has been out on, people that have gone out and made great careers, like we have Ryan Ratliff coming back, Mally Reber are some of them, and Ann Schertzer, who's still here in town, are all going to be performing. So we have those, but we also salute those 22 people who've people, programs, places, who've done so much for Marion.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read part of what's on your brochure here, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's great.
You shared the mission statement, which I think is great. Marion Maid is the team name for the feeling of pride in our county. It is the gathering place on social media for anyone in the community to share their positive stories about Marion's people, places, products, and programs. Marion Maid is the go-to place to gather information about the community. It's also the tool to help others in our community share the pride and become a fan or part of the team. It's also the cheerleader to encourage new growth and positive feedback about Marion County as a great place to live, work, play, and visit. And it is the uniter by sharing the great news about our people, places, products, programs from our past, present, and future.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, is that we are, I love doing this job because we get to share the positive stories. And there is so much, and that's what I think a lot of people forget, the great things that are going on. And that's what we're there, is to tell those stories, and we tell them from the past. You may see in the Marion Star every Monday, there's the Marion Maid stories. Like this week, we had one on Kenzel Clutter. Mm-hmm. And Kenzel's story about what he's done so much for the community. You want to check out the Star and see more about Marion through his eyes, because he's been a great volunteer for the Marion Historical Society.
Yes, he has.
Year. So mm-hmm. Just great people like this. We get to tell their stories, great stories about companies here, companies that are coming, programs that are going on, and places to visit. So it's a great thing to be part of.
So it's not like the Chamber of Commerce where you join, that sort of thing.
Everybody's part of Marion Maid. If you live, work, or play here, we consider you Marion Maid. So you don't have to be from Marion. I, in fact, moved here 5 years ago. So it doesn't mean you have to be born and raised here. Anybody who's here, as long as you're telling the positive story. And the thing we ask people to think of if they're being part of Marion Maid is that you're in for the cause and not for the applause. We're not going to be promoting people, but we are going to lift everybody up, because we're lifting everybody at the same time up. So we're hoping if we're all positive, everybody will get the benefit of all that.
So how do you get out into the community to share this good? I know on social media, in the Marion Star, do people go out and make presentations?
A number of us do presentations. Dean and I both do them. We also have a great a group of volunteers who help us out by sharing their stories and collecting stories. And what's really interesting is I have a group of writers. It's not just me writing stories or Lori in the foundation office doing it. We also have a community of writers that volunteer and get stories for us and get those stories out. So we have a little bit of connection everywhere if we can, you know. And so that's what's great is that we can hit all different segments. And we're still looking for more people to be part of it. All you have to do, if you want to be part of the Marion Made cheerleading team, as we call it, you can just for $1, if you can get our logo license, and that's just to fill out the form that just covers the legal fees. And we send you out the logo. You can put it on your buildings. We'll send you stickers and things like that for it. There's buttons. There's a number of things. There's t-shirts at all kinds of companies around town. The local t-shirt companies all have t-shirts and a variety of Marion Made things that they can do.
Okay. So your main purpose, as you've stated already, is to bring pride back to the people of Marion and the surrounding area.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. We can see some of that happening. We see enthusiasm with the entrepreneurs that are doing things downtown. There's new businesses going in. People are looking at things in a much more positive way. The stories we get on our social media and on our website are so positive, and there's a lot of people reaching out to us to get those. And if you haven't seen the stories, we're at www.marionmade.org. There's over 250 stories about people and places and programs that we have covered. So there's a great history of stories you can read about. We've covered people like that a lot of people don't know. Elsie Janis, I think, is one that many people didn't know until we just put her story out. She was a vaudevillian who was from Marion, mm-hmm. who wrote music, was a performer, did all kinds of things. Well, we're sharing her story and bringing her story back to light. But then we're also sharing the stories of, like, Marcella, who owns Barre's downtown. So there's we do present and past, and we're looking towards our future. I was going to say, one of the new exciting programs they're getting ready to unveil, and we're going out to the teachers in the future. We're going out to third graders. A lot of people don't know that third graders learn about our community. That's one of part of their social studies program and in their curriculum. So we've written a Marion Made set of lesson plans with a teacher, local teacher, Shelly Pickens, who's a third grade teacher here in Marion. Mm-hmm. And we're sending that out countywide to every third grade teacher so that you can build the pride in the community starting at a young age.
Well, that's great. That's great.
So it'll have almost 8 different lesson plans. And we want the pride to start young. We want the kids in our community to be proud. Every time we go out and talk to kids, they're all excited about wearing the buttons, and there's a lot of them. I handed out buttons on Halloween trick-or-treat night last year to a school class during the day, and I saw those buttons come around to my house. They were wearing them with their costumes last year. So, you know, you could tell the pride is building.
Yes, it is. I just pinned my button on, too. So,
Thank you.
We're good. Yeah, Marion has a lot to offer. I mean, it seems like quite often we hear the negative in the news, and it's about time that we have an organization like yours to start bringing the positivity, if
yes.
that's a word, back
it
to...
It is now.
It is now, yeah. You'll find that on Google now.
Yeah.
Positivity back to our community.
Well, and what's great is I think we can say we're kind of an innovator in Marion doing this. We've been doing this for about 2 years now. We're going on our third year. And what's interesting is other communities are reaching out to us and asking us how they could do it.
That is great,
so
yes.
So we've had like Mansfield and Zanesville ask us, and we've won awards for this. We won a Prism Award for our campaign the very first year we rolled out. And last year, the Department of Economics state down at the state recognized mm-hmm. us mm-hmm. as well for it. So it's a program that's really been recognized statewide, and people want to know how they can have that in their community. So we should be proud that we have it as well.
Well, certainly. Okay, what kind of information, if people call, can they call for at your office? Is there...
So actually, there's a couple things they could do without even having to call us at the office. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't want them to call, but if they want to be in their homes and just do this at our website, which again is www.marionmaid.org, and Marion Maid, all one word, there's a tab at the top that says Get Involved.
Okay.
And it has a rare variety of things. You can volunteer with us. You can do things like it shows you how to get the logo license. It tells how to share your own story. We give you samples of how to do that. There are things like how to sign up for a newsletter. Our newsletter comes out once a month. We don't barrage you with a lot of emails. It's just a short little newsletter. It goes out electronically, and you can get that, sign up to get on that list. So there's a great variety of different things you can find out just by going to the website. There's definitely that. Also, I encourage you to like us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. I think we're even on Pinterest, if you didn't know that.
Okay.
And what was interesting to know on Pinterest, if you like us on Pinterest, we have in the last year done two photo contests, where people could send their photos in of their favorite fall picture. And then we just recently concluded winter picture. I can tell you in May we'll be doing, of course, spring pictures. So if you're interested in sharing your favorite spring picture in Marion County, it's a great place to do it. And you can win a baseball cap with Marion Maid, and you can get a chance to, as we say, host our Marion Maid social media for a day. So it's a great way to be part of the Marion Maid community. But really, our stories show on that. We do at least 2 or 3 posts a day. So there's a lot of things going on with Marion Maid that you get to learn more about the community that way.
Do you have any stories you'd like to share with us?
Oh, there's so many stories. I guess one of my favorites were last fall. We did stories on all the canine units here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys were great to play along with it, because every dog, we sent the dogs the questions, not the guys who
were
partners with it. And so the interviews came back in the dog voices. So we asked them things like, you know, what was their partner like to work with? What was their favorite toy? What did they do as a job? So there were serious things with it as well. But it was a great fun thing, and a lot of interaction from people. We had a lot of shares and comments, and people were excited to learn more about the canine unit. And it was a great way to make the canine unit a little more friendly, I guess, so they didn't seem so intimidating
to a
lot of individuals, because that is part of the canine program. So that's just one of the ones I was near and dear to my heart, because I thought they were a lot of fun to work with. Mm-hmm. Those guys were great.
What's another one?
Let's see, what else do we have? Well, we just did Women's History, where we were featuring Elsie Janis, but we also did stories on, I don't know if you knew, not only do we have a president from Marion, but we have a Miss America from Marion.
I've heard that.
Marilyn Metzke. In fact, yes. We're the only community in the United States that has both.
So that's a distinction.
That's a one-of-a-kind thing. So we did a story on Marilyn as well, and she has a very interesting background and stuff, and some of the photos. In fact, there was, I think, the anniversary of her winning Miss America was last week. So it's an interesting month. So we tried to do kind of a theme with each month as well. So last month was women's history and some of the famous women in Marion. This month we are featuring our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an amazing thing for Marion. We have over 105,000 volunteer hours. And that is not even touching all the different agencies and groups that we reached out to. A number of them. We've gotten a little over 20 that responded to us on ours, but there's so many we didn't reach. Like, we didn't reach the softball leagues and all the little league teams and things. We want to be able to collect those hours yearly. So next year we're hoping everybody kind of thinks about giving their hours to us. That commitment, though, of over 105,000 hours.
That's amazing. That's a
lot.
Equal,
yeah. The really interesting thing is that's equal to over $3 million worth of value to the community.
Certainly.
So,
and well worth it.
Marion should be very proud of all the service everyone gives to so many different causes.
Okay. If somebody wants to volunteer to be a part of Marion Made to help promote it and so on, what would you expect out of that person?
I expect them to be very positive about the community where they live. That doesn't mean that everything's always bright and shiny, but we're looking for the better ways, the ways to better Marion. So we're looking for people who are, you know, going to tell a story and work to make things better and not just sit back and be so-so. I think part of the example I'll give you is you never know when somebody's coming into our community for economic development reasons, who a lot of times they send out people to kind of look at the things behind the scenes.
Right.
So they may go into a restaurant and have lunch, and they may ask somebody sitting at the table next to them, tell me about Marion. What do you think about Marion? Well, we're hoping people are a little more positive and not saying, oh, there's nothing to do here. There's no, you know, there's no place to go.
Right.
There's a lot of things to do.
Oh,
so
there are.
we try to also link up to all the community calendars. If you go to our website on the links page, you will find a number of the community calendars are all listed in one place. So you can find out things to do at one location. Now, I will tell you, we don't have everything on the list, but we're hoping to gather more and more so people can find out things that are going on in Marion.
And you not only want businesses to be a part of Marion Made, you want, like you said, nonprofit.
We want organizations,
sure.
Individuals. I had a lady the other day who came in, and she's a knitter and crocheter who has a booth at a craft show, and she wanted to get the Marion Made license because she wanted to knit things and put Marion Made on them.
Oh, that's...
So it was very interesting.
It is, yes.
So, you know, she's very proud of where she's from, so it was great, you know. So we're looking for those kind of individuals as well. So it's, you know, it is your parks, it is your, you know, your nonprofits, but it is also companies as well and our individuals.
There are a lot of very big employers in Marion, and the downtown is just beautiful.
It really is. We have a variety of different businesses and opportunities here, and they're always looking for employees. And the other thing that's great at being part of Marion Made, as I said, we have a newsletter, an electronic newsletter. Each month we're focusing on maybe two or three sentences telling about some of the different companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may hear the name of a company but have no idea what they do. Like one time we talked about Sakamura, and if you're not familiar with Sakamura, they do amazing things out there. They build parts for all kinds of machinery and things, and fix things that make parts is the other thing they do. But what's interesting is they're very community-minded. They're probably one of our biggest supporters because they will wear their Marion Made T-shirts out around the community. And they wear them internationally. They wear them when they're out to other companies to repair things around the world. So they are big supporters of Marion.
That's wonderful. Getting the word out there. It's just amazing what you folks are doing.
Well, it's a good time, and we have a lot of people who help us do this. It's not just myself and the staff at the Community Foundation, but it's a whole group of volunteers that help us write stories, help us share the positive things going on with the community, and really just look for ways to help.
Something else in here about joining the team effort in your brochure. You've hit on some of this, so I'm going to go ahead and read it if you don't mind. Add the Marion Made logo and tagline into your current business plans, culture, promotion, advertising, and activities. Liking, sharing, tweeting, posting, snapping, and pinning all good things about Marion on social media and encouraging others to do the same using Marion Made and at Marion Made Ohio. Use the Marion Made logo on front doors, websites, press releases, products, and promotions to be part of the Marion Made effort. Add proud to be or Marion Made, we are, to signs, banners, posts, and more. Know your community, restaurants, businesses, recreation, etc., so you can act like someone who loves your community and is able to share that information. Promote a positive sense of togetherness and pride among Marionites in which everyone is proud to be Marion Made.
And I think one of the interesting things about that, you've touched on that a little bit, is there's a very interesting study that was done, and there's actually a coursework done on, it's called Place Attachment, and it's people showing that they love their community. Mm-hmm. And it's proven that if you love your community will thrive. So that's the important thing, is to think about, you know, if you want to live, and who doesn't want to live in a community that's thriving?
Sure.
You know, so you have a way of making a difference to do that. So that's what we're trying to encourage, is that people make that difference and love it. You have a choice to do that. You know, like I said, I moved here 5 years ago, and I could have just sat at home and not done anything and not become involved with the community and just said, oh, why did we ever move here? Well, I became involved with the community, and I love living at Marion now. But it's becoming involved that makes the difference.
And something that's impressive, I'm still looking at your
brochure
here. The Gallup and Knight Foundation did a study.
Yes.
And this is a quote from that study, I believe. Communities with a positive sense of place and place attachment prosper.
That's it.
So that's basically what you just said, actually, yes.
And so that's what's important. And people are actually studying that kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of people who are doing economic development that send people off for classwork to learn about place attachment.
Now, I don't know. I don't think you mentioned this yet, but also says, be inspired. Visit our YouTube channel to watch great videos about Marion Made and our Marion community. What about that?
Yes, we do. We have. Go to the Marion Made YouTube channel. So
yeah.
We have probably 3 or 4 videos out there. And after you watch them, I really kind of dare you not to have a tear in your eye after you watched them, because they're very inspiring to see the different people talk about how they love the community they're in. So they're very inspiring. Some of them are a couple years old, and we try to update them, but they really still tell the important story of why people are involved and committed to Marion.
This is encouraging people to tell us your story. Send your interesting stories about people, places, products, and programs that make Marion great to
info@marionmade.org. That's an easy email address. So it's info@marionmade.org. So there's that. And I'd be lax not to say we do have a great open program coming up June 1st, again, it's a Celebrate Marion Gala, and we will be honoring 22 people who've done great things. Well, I shouldn't say just people, it's places, programs, and products. So those 22 will be recognized, and great local talent. And the tickets are on sale now at the Palace, and they're only $10. So it's a great way to learn more about your community and be involved with it.
And for those of you who don't know, Marion Made is located at the Single True Museum.
Yes, we're part of the Community Foundation, Marion Community Foundation office, which is 504 South State Street.
Okay, do you have any more of those inspiring stories that you'd like to share with us?
I think some of the other ones that we've been doing recently, I'm trying to think of a good one off the top of my head, and I'm sorry here. It's like, there's so many, and that's what's tough to do. In December, we did do stories on all the community agencies that help others, mm-hmm. because there's so many different groups that do it, and we just shared a story about the Christmas Clearinghouse, and they're going to be another group of people being recognized. They're whole volunteers that make a difference to what happens in Marion. And the Christmas Clearinghouse women and men really do make a difference to kids and families who are struggling. So you can get on our website to learn a little bit more about all the things that the Christmas Clearinghouse group do.
Okay. There are so many, like you said, there are so many help organizations, which is why I like to have on this program, by the way. You are a resource for people that that are needing help in some area. They can. That's not your main purpose, but they can go here and find how
they
to can contact.
They can find on our website some of the different links to people that do that kind of thing, mm-hmm. on our links page. And we always do, we do have people that reach out to us every so often saying they're having some issues, and we try to direct them to the right people because we aren't necessarily the experts, but we try to get them to the right place.
And Terry Tackett just joined us here. Did you have anything you wanted to ask or add to this discussion?
No, I've just been listening to this conversation, and a lot of informative information.
Well,
a lot of
great
things I didn't know about Marion Maid that now I'm a little clearer on. So
yeah, and we're going to proudly pay our dollar.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Display the sticker on the window here
yes.
WWGH as well.
We're very proud of Marion. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
And we're thrilled that we will be recognizing Charlie Evers as
that's
well
wonderful.
At the
yeah,
gala.
That's wonderful.
It
just
should
keep that
be
quiet.
Great.
That's kind of
yeah.
You don't want to let everybody know that yet.
Right.
June 1st.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we got a couple more minutes.
So some of the, one of the other things I was going to say that we're doing at Marion Maid is we're getting ready to do a written newsletter. It'll only go out once a year, but also if you're not into the electronic version of a newsletter, which I completely understand, reach out to us by phone. It's 740-9384. And call us, give us your information, your written information, and we'll send you out the hard copy of a newsletter in the next couple months. We'll do it probably once or twice a year, but we'll get a hard copy out for the people who don't want to read on the email letter.
Okay. Good. So once again, that email address is info@marionmaid.org. And you just gave the phone number, but I'm going to give it again in case somebody didn't have their pencil.
Yeah. Stuttered here.
740-387-9704.
I was about to say it was about like Mike trying to subtract 10 from 20 or 30 from Mike.
I never call my own number.
And you do have your website as well is www.marionmaid.org. So, thank you again for being here, Vicki. We appreciate it.
How long is it? What is this, the second or third year?
Third year for the gala and
okay.
stuff. So it's our third year of operation,
for this campaign.
Yeah, we just started 3 years ago. Okay. So in February, our anniversary is Valentine's Day.
So
love your community.
Right. Wonderful,
So it's great. Anniversary
okay.
day for
all right.
us.
Well.
And Vicki, I know you have another meeting to get to, so we're just going to let you get on over there to the library
thank you
for
very
that.
Much.
Bid us a fond farewell. We'll bid you a fond farewell.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
much.
Welcome.
You're
do me a favor. If there's something coming up in the future, let me know, and we'll make sure that we
absolutely
get
yeah.
you back on the air. We at least
get
talk
some
about
info
it.
If you have something you know that you need us to.
We will definitely yeah. do that. Thank you for
okay.
everything. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Vicki. We appreciate it very, very much. So, Terry.
Michael.
We're here to talk.
We are here to...
We're the talking place,
We are the talking place.
Yeah.
So I guess that would mean we are the talkers
we are
of the
talker.
Talking place.
Or if I'm listening, you're the talker.
I'm
talkie.
Yeah, you're the talkie. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
Any particular subject on your mind at the moment?
Nothing, man. Nothing. It's a nice day finally. I think the weather's trying to finally get nice out there, and
yeah, it's you know, beautiful. We, it's absolutely.
I still get a lot of people that ask me about the Tony Pacos thing. I think that was a pretty fun deal, don't you?
Yeah. Are we going back up there?
Eventually,
soon?
We're going to go back up there. Yeah. Okay. I think it's in the works. So,
I think somebody here at the station is going to sign a bun.
Somebody's going to be signing a bun.
Is that
soon.
Person aware of that yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we won't mention.
Right.
We won't mention the name of that person.
But we got the proper pronunciation of it now. It's not Pacos.
It's Pacos.
Pacos. Like you're packing a suitcase, the guy said.
Exactly what he
told
me.
I had a good time up there. I don't know about you, Mike. I just enjoyed going around looking at the different famous people on the wall and stuff like that. And, you know, all the people that signed the hot dog buns. And
it was an experience.
Pretty neat. Yeah, pretty neat experience.
And those of you who don't know, Mary Ellen Withrow... a month ago.
Oh, boy. March, what was it, like 4th or something?
Yeah, I think it was March. Signed a hot dog bun up at Tony Pacos.
She will live.
Pacos.
She will live in infamy at Tony Pacos.
She will.
Yes.
Mary Ellen was a lot of fun that
day.
Oh,
it was
as
great.
Usual.
It was great. The guy that you interviewed, the historian there, man, what a plethora of that guy, man. Oh, man, he knew that place frontwards, backwards, sideways, up, down, and...
I was hoping,
very, very good.
I was so hoping that Jamie Farr would just pop in, but I guess that wasn't.
Well, he
said,
what did he say? He normally comes through in the summer with some theater group or something, or Christmas time or something, or.
Yeah, that was.
I was eating at the time, but I heard. You know, I was heard a little bit of your interview. It was a great interview, and like I say, that guy. What the Paco family? He said, "What actually don't have it anymore? Is that right?" Or
I believe that's right.
Bill Bennett Enterprises or something.
I think
something
that
like
is
that.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of interesting, and I thought the food up there was pretty good. What do you think? I mean,
the food was good.
Good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I splurged and had a hot dog, and I thought that was.
Well, of course.
To be honest with you, I thought the fish was much better myself.
Oh, you know what? If I would have seen the fish on the menu, I probably would have gotten it myself.
That's what I had. I thought that was that fresh Lake Erie perch.
One thing I thought was interesting, I thought they actually signed an actual.
Oh, you didn't know it was a
bun.
Yeah,
I did
right,
not
right.
know it was a styrofoam.
No, it's a
styrofoam.
Yeah, that. Well, they said that's how they can keep them forever, right?
Right.
Is because they're, yeah.
Some of the early signatures they got were on actual buns.
Yeah.
And they're no longer in existence.
Correct. So. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was a great time. I mean, I hope that something like that could definitely happen again. I had a great time that day. It was a lot of fun.
I don't know if we can talk specifically about anything, but I guess we have some interesting guests coming up on this station within the next few months.
Yeah. Well, this week we got some, man. I mean,
we do?
Yeah. Tomorrow, you'll have to forgive me. I don't know the lady's name, but she's a local author from Columbus. She had written a book on heroin addiction and stuff tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then on Wednesday is going to be the lady from the show Empty Nest. If you guys are familiar with the show Empty Nest with Richard Mulligan and Park Overall, the secretary, the witty secretary, Laverne.
Okay.
With the southern accent.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I think
that'd be well worth listening to.
She's going
to
be Wednesday. The great Kreskin, the amazing Kreskin today.
Okay.
They had interviewed him today, so... So just all kinds of neat things coming up here. So yeah.
I know some things that are in the works, but we're not ready
to
divulge
them. Can't really say anything about those right now. So,
keep listening, folks, to WWGH.
We still gotta, we still got to dot the I's and cross the T's, as they say. Yes. On that, so
we're working on some things. Beautiful weather out there.
Yeah.
Do you ever go fishing?
Once in a while. I haven't had a fishing license probably 8 or 10 years, but I a friend of mine has a private pond, so I go there once in a while. But yeah, but I was gonna say though, Mike, what's your take on your show here so far? I mean, what do you think? You've been doing it now. What's this your 2 month anniversary now? I mean, not to kind of change the subject, but I mean,
where's my cake?
Yeah. Two-month anniversary, you've been...
I expect Scott to come popping through that door and say, surprise!
You've been going at it here for a couple of months here on the station, and...
Well, I really enjoy doing this. I've had some fantastic guest on.
Yeah.
Such as yourself. Sure. Well, okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, I leave it to the professionals. You guys are the professionals, man.
So, you know, as I've said different times, I try to get different organizations in the community, that sort of thing, on here. So if you have any ideas of folks like that.
Get with Mike. Call him. Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. Or call the station here.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the number here?
Right there. 383-9944.
383-9944 or 383-WWGH.
That's right.
So, yeah, I've had people such as U.S. Grant on. I've had I've had President Harding on.
Yep. If you have anything, if you have anything community related out there that you might, that you want to pass on to Mike and have him announce it, you know, bring that, get that to him, and I'm sure he can find a few minutes in his busy schedule here to announce that for you. And
yes, we can do that. Yes, that's wonderful.
So that's kind of what we're here for.
Public affairs stuff. Yeah, the talking place.
Yeah, like I say. But no, like you said, and you're right, if there's any organizations or anything that wants to, you know, come on, by all means, you know, get a hold of Mike or call the station here. Or I think you could probably leave him a message. I'm sure he's on Facebook or something. And
I am on Facebook. There have been folks that have found me on Facebook.
That's what I said. Yeah. He's not hard to find, I don't think.
Nah.
You could, his mug is all over the.
Yeah, it seems like it. Hey, did you see me on the front of the Marion Star a couple weeks ago?
I seen that paper. That was nice. That was, that was nice.
Front page news. That's something I'm not usually.
Has that thing already happened, that time travelers thing? Or
the time travelers fair will be
announce that
April 27th, which is a Saturday. You know what, I think it's noon to five.
Okay, is that at Sawyer Ludwig? Is that
no, that will be Tri-Rivers.
Yes, what was I thinking? Was it the Sawyer Ludwig? I thought they did they do like a reenactment or something.
The Marion County Historical Society used to do thing out there every fall.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Which they are no longer doing, which I think is a pity, because it was a wonderful thing. But maybe they'll get back to it eventually.
What's the premise of this time travel? I mean, is it just basically like the history of Marion, or is it?
Well, Time Travelers Fair. Mm-hmm. I think I said Time Travelers Ball, which is not known as anymore. Mm-hmm. It's you'll have pirates there. You'll have British queen there that can knight people.
Okay.
I don't think she uses a sharp sword, but she can knight you if you want knighted in some way.
Right.
There will be a vaudeville show. There will be booths set up from different organizations and so on throughout Marion County.
Okay.
A couple of things I found interesting. Usually there's a man there that has old-time radios sometimes. There's been people set up a display with old-time typewriters. Okay. For those of you that are younger than 2025.
Right now they're saying, what's a typewriter?
That's an old-fashioned keyboard that didn't actually show up on a screen and you used an eraser if you made mistakes.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. They were fun.
White out and the
White out was fun too. Yes, yeah. And then the later years they made different colors of white.
That's
out
right.
Colors of paper.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about everything here.
instead of getting the computer printouts, you used to get those typewriter, the memo. What were they called? Memos? I don't know what they. Right. Yeah, memos from the typewriter, and you know you had to make sure the typeset was all.
Yeah, I was actually quite proficient at typing.
Really?
So, yes.
Really.
Back in at Mount Gilead High School, quite often my paper.
Go
would be
Indians,
up on the,
right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is it purple Indians or just Indians?
We are Indians.
Okay.
Purple and white are our colors.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So yes, I am. Still an Indian fan.
Is that where the pizza place is?
The Purple Indian, yes.
Ooh,
oh, yes, they have wonderful. Try their salad.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that they didn't pay for that ad, but they got it.
As we defer to the as we defer to our favorite places to eat. I mean, like I need to worry about eating, but
yeah. But so anyhow, the Time Traveler's Fair is a big deal. Another thing with that they encourage people to dress
for the time, right?
With different time periods.
Okay.
Past, present, even Future.
Okay.
I mean, George Judson might be there. I don't know.
Wow. And but his boy Elroy.
And his boy Elroy.
Daughter Judy.
And Jane's wife, yes. So, yeah, we're about the same vintage, aren't we?
Yeah. Pretty close.
So, yeah, Time Travelers Fair is a big, big event coming up.
Good.
This year, this week, the Marion Public Library is having Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff going on over there. And in a couple weeks, and I don't have the dates in front of me, the Marion Public Library will also be having their big annual book fair.
Man, that thing draws a lot of people.
Yes,
that book does. Sale, yeah.
Yes.
That draws a lot of people. Like I say, I used to, whenever I would return books to the library, boy, I always seen, you know, they'd start promoting that like a month early, mm-hmm. and seemed like they always had a lot of people show up for that. So,
also, well, I'm going to put a plug in for Marka Industries because Marka, some people don't know, they do shredding. If you want confidential papers shredded, you can bring them out to Marka. They charge you so much per pound. Or if you have a big amount to be shredded and you want it to be done on your site.
You guys will go do it, right?
They can do that. I'm the one who drives the truck.
Yeah, say, yeah, now, you go yes. do it. Yeah, yeah. the truck is equipped with the machine, right? They can
yes.
do it right there. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
It is equipped with the machine right on the back.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Yeah. That's a,
and
that's
you were helping deal. Some folks.
Absolutely.
Giving some folks some employment.
Yeah, man. That's the most.
Otherwise, not find
the most important thing, man. Yes, yes.
So
yes.
It's amazing. Those folks are so proud.
They
of
do
work.
A wonderful job there. Yeah. The different jobs that they do out there. That's
yes, and they do also take old electronics now on televisions and computer screens. It's $1 per diagonal inch, but that's only because the company that takes these charges Marka for that.
I gotcha.
So
like they recycle them, is that or
yeah, they recycle, they break them down and okay. recycle parts,
take out the components and stuff,
right?
Okay. All right.
Right,
okay.
And I guess there's a lot of silver and copper and so on inside of
nice,
those electronics
nice.
That they can
okay.
recycle.
Yeah, nice.
But
nice.
Picture tubes and so on.
Good
are
good group out
problem.
There good,
oh, it is
good group out there.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we
yeah,
give them a big shout
yes,
out.
Yes, 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 yes. They do a wonderful job out there. Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Well,
what
Michael,
else?
What do we got? About 3 minutes?
About 3 minutes.
Three
about
minutes.
Two
all
minutes,
right.
sir.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Let's see. We have anything on the calendar here?
Yeah.
Things that are going on? We can talk about some things coming up with the Marion County Park District.
Yeah, that's always James Anderson.
James Anderson. I've had contact with him in the past, and he's a wonderful, very knowledgeable person.
Oh, man, knows everything about nature.
And I know he gets on here with Charlie from
yep.
time to time.
Yeah.
Let's see, what is today? Today's the 8th.
Yep.
Well, let's see, that one's already passed. Earth Day event, opening day for trails for the Tall Grass Trail from 1 to 4, this coming Saturday, the 13th.
Okay.
Come out for a family fun event for all ages and enjoy.
Mm.
A week from this Wednesday.
That's probably a free event, isn't it?
I don't see any charge here. I'm
okay.
presuming it
all
is.
Right.
Most of those events
okay.
are.
Most of them are, yep.
I'll share another one here. Spring hike at the Marion Tall Grass Trail. Mm-hmm. Easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 p.m. Wednesday the 17th. Let's go on a hike and see what we can discover.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
And that can be fun as well. And on the 18th, park board meeting at 12 p.m., we meet downstairs in the prospect meeting room at the Marion County building.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Now, here's another one for you bird watchers. I'll just
oh, okay.
share this one.
Go ahead.
Just got a few seconds.
Yep, go ahead.
On the 22nd, which is a Monday, bird watching at 8 a.m., Tall Grass Trail starting at the Espyville Baptist Church. So, be listening again next Monday morning, Monday afternoon, to the Mike Wilson Show. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street,